Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. Okay, there's almost no working equipment in the studio, so today is going to be wild. Forgive me if I seem scattered and all over the place. Because I am. I'm scattered and all over the place, but we get through it here. That's what we do.
I'm just telling you, you got this, okay?
Yeah, I got this. Okay. Good. Thank you. Here we go. This is unbelievable. I mean, again, I keep saying we're 8 months in, and when you realize this presidency is going to go on for another 3 years, you just ask yourself how.
Just telling you.
Okay. Yesterday's incident was jaw dropping. That I opened the show with it was a national embarrassment for the country as Joe Biden sat next to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. And those two chairs, they always have them in the Oval Office, you know, the ones that are in front of the fireplace. And it has been, I mean, I've been doing this for 15 years now. They sit there. They have a meeting. The cameras are flashing. Everybody's seen it, right? You take questions from the media. Boris Johnson did nothing wrong. He took questions from the media. That's what heads of states do when they're from normal functioning countries. But Biden apparently thinks he's Chairman Mao. I mean, he said they were great friends. They'd traveled forever all over the place together. So, you know, maybe he thinks it works this way, having watched Chairman Mao. Nobody dares ask Chairman a question. You could disappear, right? Except the plants. Maybe Joe thinks that's how it works. I don't know. So Boris Johnson makes apparently what Jen Psaki is now characterizing as an international incident, a faux pas of daring to take questions from Australian and British media while sitting in the Oval Office. And she's pissed. Circle back, Psaki, spokesperson for the White House. She is mad because Boris Johnson didn't ask her permission before he did that. And that made Joe look bad. Because Chairman Joe don't take questions, just like Chairman Mao doesn't take questions. Chairman Joe doesn't take questions. Now, listen to this. This is an infuriated CBS reporter, okay? So this is the liberals. They live to cover up for Joe. They live to spin whatever lies Psaki wants to give them. And I make my living off those lies, debunking them 4 hours a day. So I'd hate if they stopped lying. I don't know what I'd do. I have to get a real job, right? So these are the people who live to cover up for liberal presidents. Listen to the rancor in his voice. As he asked Psaki, can you explain why we were basically physically shoved out the door when we tried to ask Joe a question as he sat next to Boris Johnson? Jen Psaki blames Johnson for not informing her he intended to take questions, which then makes Joe look bad because Joe doesn't take questions. It is the norm in democratic countries for the leader to take questions. It's been done for decades. So why poor Boris Johnson would think he'd have to inform Psaki that he intended to take questions? I have no idea. Lee, listen to her wording here. She's practically creating an international incident. Mm-hmm. Blaming Boris Johnson for the fact that the U.S. media had to be shoved out the door so they couldn't ask Joe a question. Take a listen.
What is your understanding of what transpired in the Oval Office yesterday when we were all in there trying to hear from the president and the prime minister?
Which aspect?
Well, the British Prime Minister in the American Oval Office called on British reporters, and then when American reporters tried to call on the American president, we were escorted out, let's put it that way.
Well, I think in that circumstance. And I think our relationship with the United Kingdom and with Prime Minister Johnson is so strong and abiding, we will be able to move forward beyond this. But he called on individuals from his press corps without alerting us to that intention in advance.
Our relationship is so strong, we'll be able to move forward. This is an international incident.
Yeah, it sounds like she just started another one.
Can you imagine how this will hit Boris Johnson and the Foreign Diplomatic Corps? Our relationship with the Brits is strong enough we can move past it? He can't take questions from his own media if he's sitting next to Joe because it makes Joe look bad. And that is a danger to our relationship with our ally?
Well, this goes against media norms to begin with. As you pointed out, this is a standard practice of trotting out these officials in front of the cameras, in front of the microphones, in front of reporters, and you put them there for their photo op. And of course, one of the reasons that they get the photo op is because then they get a chance usually to ask questions. That is the standard media norm. And many times, even if they don't specifically say, now it's time for questions, you will still get those questions. And many times, most of these politicians will answer to some degree, or at least attempt to say something in response to those questions without necessarily answering the question. But at least you get a response and not get shoved out the back door.
This is not Boris Johnson's fault.
No, not in the least.
So the new, okay, let's wrap our minds around this. How many of these press conferences have you and I covered over the years, Lee, and you've seen
them? Yeah.
Obama standing next to Merkel, Trump standing next to Merkel, Obama standing next to Putin, and they take joint questions, right? This is always done after meetings. They get together. They have whatever conversation they have behind closed doors, and they come out and take questions from the media. This is like you can see Jimmy Carter in the Oval Office in those, you know, that same position doing this. This has gone back decades. The idea now, this is the new international norm that has been set, and the warning has gone out from Psaki here. What she's saying is you're endangering the very relationship between our countries. When you sit next to Joe, you take questions because it makes Joe look bad. So this is the new thing. They're trying to process this in the diplomatic corps. They're trying to process this in foreign capitals. Okay, so if we take questions from our media while standing next to Joe, and it makes Joe look bad because he is mentally incapable of answering them in a way that does not embarrass our country, then we've committed an international incident. So we have to gaff our reporters off? Like Joe, if we're standing next to Joe. This is the standard Psaki just set. She's very clear about what the penalty is if you embarrass Joe by taking questions. This is one of the most stunning statements I've ever heard Psaki utter. I think our relationship with the United Kingdom and with Prime Minister Johnson is so strong and abiding, we will be able to move forward beyond this.
And this is coming from the administration said that they were going to repair our ties with our allies, that they're the smart ones in the room, that they know how to do international diplomacy, that they know how to handle international relations, that they know how to handle military crises, that they know how to approach our enemies and how to negotiate with them. This administration is nothing but a daily chaotic disaster area.
And the way she took this up like 15 levels, though. I mean, she made this. I mean, what she's saying here is you have damaged to Johnson. You have damaged your relationship with an ally. Like, normally to do that, you'd have to do something mega. Like, oh, I don't know, screw the French over on a submarine
exactly,
deal.
Yeah, something
and
like
then not
that,
call
yeah.
them. Okay, yeah. Let's put this all together, okay? Joe Biden did not take Boris Johnson's calls for a day and a half after he stranded the Brits. Embassy workers, mm-hmm. soldiers, and yeah. citizens.
In Afghanistan.
Did not return his calls. And the reason they got stranded there is because we pulled out of Bagram in the middle of the night and we didn't tell the Brits.
After promising them that we would take care of them, that
right.
we would have troops on the ground.
After standing on the podium yeah. in June at the G7, and Biden looks Boris Johnson in the face. It was reported by Bloomberg News, liberal news outlet. Looks Boris Johnson in the face. I'll never forget this as long as I live. And says, Leave your people there in your embassy. Leave everybody on the ground. We're going to leave a force there. Don't worry about it. It's cool. And then pulls out in the middle of the night and they get stuck. And Boris Johnson is frantic. He's calling Joe. A day and a half, Joe doesn't call back. Boris Johnson shows up and does the most routine, mundane thing that leaders of the free world do. Now, Chairman Mao didn't do it. And Chairman Xi doesn't do it. And Chairman Biden doesn't do it. Okay. But the norm in the Western world is you take questions from your own media after a meeting with Joe Biden or whoever the president is. And he has just learned he has committed an international incident, which could literally damage the ties between us by taking questions because it embarrasses Joe. There's no words. We've never seen this before.
It's absolute incompetence.
It's beyond that. It is
criminal.
I don't even know how to describe it. I've never seen this before, and so I don't have the words. I don't have the words. I mean, our allies are just scratching their heads in foreign capitals today. And I mean, you see people like Macron and Merkel going, okay, well, if we're standing next to Joe, it's because we're going to have to remember that we can't take questions from our own media. How are they going to explain that to their own media, by the way? How's that supposed to work? Sorry, I got to gaff you off. I'm standing next to Joe. He's so incompetent, he can't handle a basic question. Chinese are watching this. North Korea is watching this.
Iranians.
Cuba.
Yeah.
They're all watching this.
Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. They are calculating their plans for the next 6 months to a year based upon it.
And our former allies, or what may soon be our former allies, are watching it too.
Our former allies, I mean, honestly, God, the Brits this morning are like, what is the status of our diplomatic relationship with the United States of America? What Saki did there is like a nuclear level broadside to blame the British prime minister. And here's the thing. There's no thought ahead with her. Does she think he just won't respond? She's running the risk he mocks Joe. They're going to ask him about this. They're going to ask Johnson about this. What does she think he's going to say? Oh, it's my fault. I'm sorry. I should have taken questions because it makes Joe look incompetent because he can't answer questions. What does she think they're going to ask him? What is he going to say? There's no thought ahead to even the next news cycle. We got almost 3 years left.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Actually, I can't get over this, y'all. It's British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's fault that reporters had to be physically shoved out of the Oval Office. While White House wranglers, that's actually what they're called, the New York Post reports this morning. They're actually called wranglers. They wrangle reporters and shove them out the door because Joe is not mentally competent enough to handle their questions without embarrassing himself. So this is the incident that we're talking about. You could hear Boris Johnson doing the completely normal thing of answering the third question from his press corps, which was in the Oval Office, as he sits next to Joe. And one of our reporters was the CBS reporter. You can't quite hear this because the shouting begins the second the guy opens his mouth. He figures, oh, I could ask Joe a question. So what you're hearing here is the White House staff literally screaming over the reporter so Joe can't answer the question. What's interesting about this incident is Joe tries to answer the question. This isn't Joe saying, oh, you know what? I don't want to answer questions. Could you cover for me? He tries to answer. They won't let him. Can you imagine? This is the bizarro world. You have a boss, right? Most of us do, unless you own your own business, right? And then you got a customer. You still got a boss. Can you imagine your boss starting to speak at, a meeting of major international significance or importance to your company, and you start screaming over him? Would you have a job? Would you have a job by that afternoon? And you just keep screaming. No! But they do. Ask yourself why. The dynamic here is just, it's fascinating. It's beyond politics even. It's beyond being a banana republic. Banana republics don't operate like this. I mean, they do. Chairman Mao or whoever just kills you. You scream over him. Only this country, nobody's ever seen this before. Listen to this video, because this is what they're talking about. Listen to this audio.
Interrupts or unbalances the Belfast Good Friday Accords. That's the Belfast Good Friday Agreement. That's the...
Okay, all that time during the screaming, they're physically shoving the reporters out the door. And now we find out from Psaki, circle back Psaki, White House spokesperson, this is Boris Johnson's fault. This is the British Prime Minister's fault. Because he doesn't get to Joe can't answer questions, cannot be capable of it, they can't let him do it. And so he should not embarrass Joe by taking questions while sitting next to him. This is Boris Johnson's fault. This is unbelievable. Again, here's the clip from the pissed off CBS reporter. And if you watch the video, even you can see his face, he's pissed. And these are liberal reporters. They live to cover for Joe and lie about Trump. And they're mad. What she's doing here has major international significance. To blame Boris Johnson for this and say, well, you know, thank God our ties are so tight to the Brits because this might damage our relationship with the country. Are you kidding me?
What is your understanding of what transpired in the Oval Office yesterday when we were all in there trying to hear from the President and the Prime Minister?
Which aspect?
Well, the British Prime Minister in the American Oval Office called on British reporters, and then when American reporters tried to call on the American President, we were escorted out, let's put it that way.
Well, I think in that circumstance, and I think our relationship with the United Kingdom and with Prime Minister Johnson is so strong and abiding, we will be able to move forward beyond this. But he called on individuals from his press corps without alerting us to that intention in advance.
Honey, the British Prime Minister does not need to consult with your lame rear end in order to take questions from his own press corps. His press corps. You don't get to tell a head of state. You circle back Psaki some flack. Whether he can take questions. But if you've spent any time inside the Beltway, and I have, I work for congressmen. It doesn't work this way on the Hill. The White House press secretary does not dictate to foreign heads of state whether they can take questions from their own press corps. This was Sky News and British press. So that was Australian press and British press were asking questions, right? He doesn't answer to circle back when he's on our soil. Maybe Joe does. But Boris Johnson does not. No head of state would abide by these rules. Because you know why? You know what would happen? They can't. They'd be mocked in their own country by their own press. Boris Johnson refused to take questions. Because circle back said so. These are unprecedented times. I've never seen a thing like this. I don't understand it. I can't even wrap my mind around it. And again, the most shocking thing about this is Joe wanted to answer the question. He tried. He was physically and verbally overruled by his own staff who shoved the reporters out the door as he tried to answer. And in the video, when you watch the video, you could see the CBS reporter say, wait, I couldn't hear Joe. He was trying to answer the question. And nobody gets fired. So White House flacks like Circleback and the Wranglers can overrule the president of the United States right in front of him. Don't get fired. What kind of dynamic is this? How does it work? I'll tell you how it works. You know why they could do it? The FBI, the DOJ, and the Democrat Party has blackmail material on Joe. They got the laptop too? You think they don't have it? All of those emails on there contain felonies. Classic money laundering. They know what Joe took. They know who he took it from. They know it all. He answers to them. That's why. And in case he needed a warning, Politico gave him one this week. By saying, you know, it sure looks like that 10% for the big guy emails. This is legit. Well, you know what? If it is, and he took the 10%, the Chinese deal, you know what that is? That is felony level money laundering. They know, Joe knows they know, and Joe does whatever they say. He has to. The Russians know too. So the Chinese. And Joe does what they say too. This is the damnedest situation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Tara, perhaps Psaki is one of the main puppeteers of Biden. As a shadow leader, her authority was challenged. I would love for Boris to recall the British ambassador as a reaction to Psaki's insult. Well, I mean, Texter writes, I used to feel sorry for Psaki having to cover for her boss. Now I just see her as pure evil. Now, the texter writes, the world knows it's weekend at Bernie's in D.C. Nobody's surprised. Texter writes, this administration reminds me of something Obama once said. If the JV team puts on the Lakers jersey, that doesn't make them the Lakers. No. Okay, let me explain what's going on in this administration. Okay, and Battleground podcast listeners know this. We deep dive. You can get it by texting Battleground on 71 to 71307. First of all, there isn't a thing going on with this administration that is an accident. Chaos is the cover. There isn't a thing going on with them that is an accident. Once you understand that and the brilliance behind the planning, and I broke down what's going on at the border over the last 2 days on the Battleground podcast. It is pure genius. There's nothing disorganized whatsoever about it. There's nothing incompetent about it. It's a voter drive. And I'll tell you what the left is doing on the border right now. It is doing what they always do. With the left, they always work this way. If they are allowed to do an outrageous thing one time, it sets the precedent. Then it becomes a right to do that thing. Even if that thing violates the law, it doesn't matter. They're increasing the flow. You know, you ever like turn on a spigot like a little bit because you don't know what the flow is going to be, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. That's what they're doing. They're just upping it. A little more, a little more, a little more. Getting everybody used to the water temperature, like the boiled frog. They're creating a new norm. And the new norm is open borders and shanty towns on our borders with tens of thousands. Because if your goal is to let in all 42 million, and clearly it is, that is to say the 42 million that the CEO of Gallup forecast in his blog post would come if Joe didn't tighten up the border. He wrote it, not me. Take it up with him. And they know that because they pulled Haiti and Central and South America. About 42 million will come, they say. And the Gallup CEO wanted to know what was Joe going to do about that. That was months ago. I said, he's going to let him in. So they are changing the goalposts. They're moving the norm. This is not an accident. I was glad to see that Tucker Carlson picked that up from this show. A lot of the themes on the show you'll notice end up on his show about 24 to 48 hours later. And we love that. I love it. I encourage it. Take it. Take it all, please. The American people need to hear it. I'm happy to be show prep. They're setting a norm right now. That is what that camp is. It's a new norm. And the left will do this. They'll do an outrageous thing like that. And then they'll batten down the hatches and just hold on. And we'll scream. Our side will scream. Even their own media is screaming now. And then it'll just be normed. And then it won't be news till they up it again and turn the spigot on a little bit more. Folks, they deliberately created the situation, the border I've walked you through. How? It didn't just happen. Three, almost 4 weeks ago now, Joe shut down the repatriation flights to Haiti. He ended them. His administration did. So they started walking. Why is this hard to understand? Why can Fox News not explain this to people? It's not hard. And they lie to you. They lie to you and say, well, it's incompetence. No, it's not. It is extreme competence. And then it gets even more interesting. Because you watch their maneuvers in court. There is no incompetence there whatsoever. What did they do? When Abbott had some success lining the troopers up and blocking the paths of these migrants, they sued him. And then when Abbott, the governor of Texas, recently won in court, judge said, no, you got to put the Trump policies back in place because your policies are illegal. That is a court order. And Biden nullified it. He ignored it. Turned around and sued Abbott to get the patrol cars out of the way. Is that an oopsie? Is that incompetence? No, that is a highly organized plan. It's a highly organized plan. There's not an ounce of incompetence there. Do you need to hear from Joe Biden again? You folks at Fox News, what the agenda is? Because I could do that for you. Let's go back to 2020.
What I would do as president, I would in fact make sure we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum.
Okay, so who are we going to surge the border? Tell me, Joe. I'm sorry. Tell me.
And the wave still continues. It's not going to stop. Nor should we want it to stop. As a matter of fact, it's one of the things I think we can be most proud of. An unrelenting stream of immigration. Nonstop. Nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America. From then and on, will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
His agenda. He said it. That was in 2015. He told you what he would do. He told you. So stop it. Stop lying to your listeners on Fox News and all these other places. Oh, Joel, man. He's just out there trying to secure that border because he shares all of our cultural norms. He just wants America to be great, but he's just screwing up. No, he's not screwing up. His administration is incredibly competent at accomplishing what I just played for you. Why does our side lie? What do they cover for him? Stop it. And if Joe wanted to stop it because his numbers are in the tank, he couldn't. Did you see what Politico did to him this week? There's a reason they published it. They were given the go-ahead from their liberal bosses. They're all on the same page, the Democrat Party, Politico. Why did they put out that letter from Hunter? And finally admit it is what it is. Joe got 10%. The big guy got 10% in the deal with the Chinese. That is money laundering. Hunter did not report that money to the IRS. It is a felony, and if Joe took it, he committed one too. Why did they put that out there? It's a shot across the bow. Don't you dare pull back at the border, Joe. His presidency is an avatar presidency. They are doing everything they always wanted to do and dumping it on Joe, knowing he ain't going to run next time. If he's still alive and not drooling down his chin, which will be a miracle, given his age and his infirmity, did not go run him. He couldn't get out of a Democrat Party primary at this point if he wanted to. So they're saying, Joe, we're going to pin all the sins on you, and you're going down, son. Or you going to prison. Because we got all the blackmail material right here. It's right in the pages of Politico. We could let more out if you want. Just leave that border open. What's you down 17 points with black people? Cool. Not our problem. And that is how your country works right now. Nothing about it is chaos. Nothing about it is an accident. Once you understand that, the news begins to make sense. Absolute chaos, by the way, is about to ensue from this vaccine mandate. The only thing keeping it from wreaking havoc, not just on the markets, but every part of American life, is the legal confusion right now that stopped a lot of companies in their tracks that were doing vaccine mandates. Where literally they don't know how to do it. There has not been more than a single paragraph of guidance on the White House website that's been put out. There's nothing on the OSHA website. Nothing. These companies literally don't know how to implement it. But it's already wreaking havoc. Here's just a small few of the headlines. We'll get into this as we go. Over 28,000 New York City school staffers are still unvaccinated as the deadline looms there. Less than half the Memphis police and fire departments are vaccinated. May not have police and fire. The American Airlines CEO says Biden administration should not require proof of COVID vaccination for domestic travel. He says he'll sue. Oh, this is going to get wild. Right when we need the economy to pick up. And then did you see what is going on with the Navy SEALs? Holy cow. Hundreds are refusing it. Well, they're the tip of the spear. They go in first. I mean, it is a major problem, combat readiness, if you can't send the SEALs in. And so many of them are refusing the vaccine that it is literally compromising national security. All that is in the queue today. And nobody seems to care. It's all about the vaccine. As many as one quarter of all active duty SEALs oppose the military vaccine mandate for various reasons. The biggest reason is many of them have had COVID. They've got the antibodies. They can prove it. The antibodies, according to the study out of Israel, 27 times more effective than the vaccine. They don't want it. But this administration is not about science. There's no science whatsoever. It's just this very strange religion based around COVID where actual science is ignored. There are hundreds of Navy SEALs who have not been vaccinated, says their attorney, and they do not want to take the vaccine, and they will not. So I guess combat readiness is off the table. Is it even necessary anymore, though? You got to ask that question.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.